And so the mystery begins to unravel. The women who came to the empty tomb are confused. They're puzzled. Who has taken the body of their Lord? And why would anybody do this? And where have they taken him? And then they're further confused by the angel's words. Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised. Then the men in dazzling garments remind the women of what they already know. Remember what he said to you while he was in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to be crucified and rise on the third day. Jesus' prediction had come true. He wasn't dead. Jesus was alive. Remember. My friends, remembering is an innately human activity. Don't we all remember those major milestones in our lives? Falling in love for the first time, our 21st birthday celebration, our wedding day, the birth of a first child, when we received our first Eucharist, or were confirmed, or were ordained. And then there are those painful memories of trauma, of tragedy and sadness in our lives. All memories are important because they evoke certain feelings